Today's daf is Yuma Daf Lamites, as we are in the last daf in the third parak, transitioning to the fourth parak, and we are first continuing the number of chazals that are quoted in the name of Rabbi Elazar, and then we'll see in the name of Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, having to do with tzaddikim and rishayim, and we got into this based on the Mishnah that had those families that were remembered l'shvach and those families that were remembered l'gnai. The last point we were mentioning was Rabbi Elazar's statement that if somebody forgets something from their Talmud, from their learning, that he causes galus for him and his children. So we spoke about that might be limited, according to the Vilna Gaon, to a time period when there was Torah Shebaal Peh, transmitted Torah Baal Peh. But Rabbi Yona, as we saw, emphasizes that we have to do whatever we can to help remember all of our Torah. There is a sefer, there's a kuntres. Rav Chaim Kanievsky wrote a kuntres called Kuntres Sefer Zikaron. It's printed with his other svarim, with the Karni Chagavim and Shaar HaMelech, a couple of little svarim that he printed together. And there he catalogs all the different chazals that talk about what's good for memory and what's not good for memory. So he puts together all 28 things in Chazal that are good for memory and 37 Dvarim HaKashim L'Shechacha, Kedarka Bakodesh. And he says along the way, I explained, do you get an Issa D'Araisa if you eat something that Chazal say is going to be Kashim L'Shechacha? Is it being Nichnas to a situation which is inappropriate? But there in the first parak, he discusses the importance of memory, but the fact that forgetfulness is part of the human condition. The inyan hashichacha b'Torah nivra l'tova sa'adam. Shichacha is part of the human condition for the good of man. For the good of man. Why? He explains, based on Chazal, shiyu haya adam lamad Torah v'lo shachach. If somebody learned and never forgot, haya misasik b'Torah shtayim v'shalosh shanim, he'll learn for 2-3 years. He'll learn all of Shas, Bavli, Yerushalmi, Medrash, everything. V'chozer u'masasik b'malachto. V'lo haya mashgiach ba la'olam kol yamav. If we wouldn't forget anything, we would just, you know, do, maybe even if you want to do it slowly, do daf yomi, do it one daf, 7.5 years, that's it for our life. Ela mitoch. By the way, somebody pointed out to me that daf lamed zayin a few days ago was the 500th daf of daf yomi. So if you want to look back, it's 500 from the beginning, if you started in brachas. So now we're about 503. Ela mitoch sha'adam lo me Torah u'mishachacha. But since someone learns Torah and they forget it, eino mezes ve'eino mezia es atzmo v'divrei Torah. Person doesn't leave. They have to devote themselves completely. Ulo asilavo yaskiru kol mashalamad. And the Medrash says that in the future we will be given back everything we learned as long as it wasn't our fault that we forgot it. As the Medrash says in Mishle, Yariv Hashem Nefesh Sadik, Zet Talmud Chacham, Kozman Shemesasek Bachayim Mitoch Devei Torah, Im Nis'ali Mimenu Davar Echad, O Perek Echad Mitamudo, Bishas Pitiraso Min Ha'olam, Eino Niftar Min Ha'olamo, Ad Shemalach Ha'ashariz Ba'in, V'sodrino So Lefanav. The Malachim come at the moment of Misa and give back all of one's learning if one forgot it. The only reason that it was forgotten during one's lifetime is so that you commit yourself and we push ourselves throughout our lives. But at the end of our lives, when the amelus is finished and we did what we were supposed to do, we get back everything. Bishvil shalo yelo boshes panim la'asilavo lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we get it back. But then he says, Umihu, the pashat shazed dafgim chazar talmudo v'yasa kol mashibi adolasos v'shachach meones. If I forgot a mayonnaise, maskirin lo, then I'm giving it back. Avo mis'atzel v'lo chazar karoi lo yada gamachar gach. Right, if I don't put in the time, so then I'm not going to get it back. And then he quotes, v'lachein mitzvah l'ishtadel b'chal kocho shelo yishkach talmudo. K'mar shekasev b'sifri, as the pasuk says in Ekev, magid ha-kasev shekshem she'adam zorach lizar b'salo shelo yovan. Right, if we get money, we will do everything we can to protect the money. We won't forget where the money is, we won't leave it out. We'll do everything for protection. So every line of Rabbi Yochanan that we get is no less valuable than a diamond. And we have to do everything we can to guard it, to protect it, to make sure that it's with us. V'lachein ra'isi is on the first page of the Sefer. V'lachein ra'isi ki tov la'asov kol advar ma'muvarim b'chazal shetovim l'zikaram. Therefore, I've set out to put together all things in Chazal that are good for memory, v'gam kol advarim, shekashim l'shechacha, sheyedu al talmidim li'zoher b'zeh. So the talmidim know, and then he goes through, you know, puts it all together, all 28 items that are tov to memory, just to mention a few of them. Quick, tefillah, Yerushalayim, he quotes 10 chazals for each of these. Anava, miyatainuk, shkida v'chazara, lahotzi bapeh, Lahavin Mashalom made Lachadish Chidushim, Lomo Batsina, Lomo Bebesa Knesses, all of these items that are quoted. And then he gets to the unusual ones. Haraga Bapashachris, feed bread in the morning. If you wash in the morning, Ha'ochal Pas Pchamin, right? Haragil B'Shem and Zayas, Hamachzik Atzmo Shachachan, if you make people think that you don't really know so much, Lomar Ava Rava, Biskula Ma'od, right? All the chazals that he puts together. And then the opposite ones are the Kashal L'Shechacha. And we have to be careful about these. He says, Chazal Asur, says, you know, a lot of the opposites. Mishayna Chozer El Tamudo, Gaiva Ka'as Da'aga, Hamar Besuda B'chol Makom, Mishena Omid Bifnei Rabo. That's the Gemara in Kiddushin. You forget your learning. Ha'ochel Leiv Shel Behema. Haragil Bezesim. So olive oil is good, but olives are not good, says the says Chazal. If you put your kalim on your clothing under your head, okay. It talks all about the 37 items that are on this list. Haminiach. But either way, it's a 6-page sefer. But that's it. But it's sefer zikaron. Everybody wants to look it up or borrow it and review what those are. You know, feel free. Okay, we continue now back to other chazal. Second wide line. Amar Reb Chiya bar Abba, Amar Biyochanan. We're in Lamed Ches Amid Beis. Ein tzadik niftam in a olam asher nivra tzadik kamoso. A tzadik never leaves the world until the next tzadik is already born beforehand. Shneamar v'zarach hashemesh uba hashemesh. The sun rises before the sun sets. Ad shelo kavsa shimshol shel Eli, zarcha shimshol shel Shmuel Aramasi. Before Eli died, Shmuel Anavi already was in place to be able to take his position. V'yam Reb Chiya bar Abba Amar Biyochanan. And that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu never leaves, as the Chazal say elsewhere. V'lor v'lo dar yisomim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never leave a dar without its leaders. And every time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always puts into place the leaders before the previous ones pass on. Amar Chiya bar Abba Amar Biyochanan. Ra HaKadosh Baruch Hu she tzadikim mu'atin. Hashem realized that there are tzadikim, there aren't too many of them. Amad v'shasla b'chol dar v'dar. So he spread them out. He spread out tzaddikim that every generation has a tzaddik. Shneamar ki l'Hashem mitzukei eretz vayesh alehem tevel. Amar Reb Chiya bar Abba, Amar Reb Yochanan. Afilu b'shvil tzaddik echad ha'olam miskayim. Even for one tzaddik, the world continues to exist. Shneamar v'tzaddik yisod olam. The tzaddik is the basis of the world. Reb Chiya didei Amar. All of these were the Reb Chiya bar Abba in the name of Reb Yochanan. It's like Reb Yochanan is the one that emphasizes even one tzaddik, and the tzaddik's always there, and the Gadol Hador. Reb Chiya bar Abba, Reb Chiya himself said, Mehacha, from a different pasuk, V'raglei chasidav yishmar. The steps of his pious ones, yishmar, he guards. Chasidav, tuva mashma. Isn't that plural? Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, chasidoksiv. It says chasido, in the singular, his pious one. And that is enough to support the world. If you look back a couple of lines, Rebbe Lazar said, even for one tzaddik ha'olam nivra. And here, the Rebbe Yochanan says that, afilu b'shvil tzaddik echad ha'olam miskayim. Yet of a similar, two different chazals in the first parak in Pirkei Avos. Ashlosh edvarim ha'olam omeid, ador avod v'alavod v'algimilat chasadim. If you look at the end of that parak, the less famous Mishnah, so it sounds pretty similar. Ask the Mefarshim on the Mishnah. You know, what's the difference between Din Emes and Shalom and Torah Avodah and Gemilas Chasadim? It's the same thing, just in different words. So why is one at the beginning of the Pirkei Avos and one at the end of the first parak of Pirkei Avos? So this is discussed in the beginning of Choshen Mishpat, because the tour starts off Choshen Mishpat by quoting that Mishnah. Din Emes and Shalom. After all, Choshen Mishpat, he's going to quote it. So and then Rabbeinu Yonah says, what does that mean? He quotes Rabbeinu Yonah. We have Rabbeinu Yonah in Pirkei Avos, so did the tour. So the tour quotes Rabbeinu Yonah. Let me explain the difference between Din Emes and Shalom, which is Ha'olam, different Girsos. He has Ha'olam Kayam on Din Emes and Shalom, and Ashosh Ram Ha'olam Omeid, Torah Vodah Gibilat Chasadim. What's the difference? Rabbeinu Yonah says, Ein Pirusho for Din Emes and Shalom, Shevishvil Shlosha Dvarim, Elu, Nivra Ha'olam. The world wasn't created for these three. That's the Omeid line. That's the previous. That's Torah Avodah Gemilas Chasadim. That's why the world was created in the first place. But, the Rabbeinu Yonah says, what makes it continue to exist? That's Torah Avodah, that's Din Emes and Shalom. Shari B'tchilas HaPerek Omer, Ashton's Rama Olam Omeid. Ve'enam Elu, Shezochar Kan. They're different three things. Ela Mitchila Amar, Shebishvil Shosha Dvarim Nivra Ha'olam. Torah Avot Nagmilas Chasadim, and then he quotes the three different psukim that prove that. And there it says, Kayam Pirish Achar Shenivra Miskayem Al Yedei Elu Shal Yedei Hadayanim Shedanin Beinish Lachavero Ha'olam Kayam. Through proper judgment of the Dayanim, the world continues to exist. Ki El Male Adin called Olam Gvar. Without that, everybody would just beat up each other. V'cheinu Emes, Kamosha Amar, as the Gemara says, Sheker Ein Lo Raglayim. Sheker has no raglayim. What does that mean? It doesn't last, but also, Chazal say the letters, Shin Kuf Reish, right? They're all pointy at the bottom. There's no stability. Shin is pointy, Kuf and Reish, they're all of singular. Aval MS, who Yisod Umam Adgadu L'chol Advarim. MS, every letter of MS, right, has two legs. Isle of Mem Tuf, right, because it's to symbolize that it has stability. The Gemara even says in Shabbos Kuf Dalet also, that Sheker, all the letters are next to each other. Shin Kuf Reish in the Aleph base. MS is the first letter, the last letter, the middle letter. It has stability, it stands, it lasts. Right? So that's the MS and Sheker even in the words. That's the tour at the beginning here, quoting Rabbeinu Yonah. If you look at the Beis Yosef and the Bach, they also get into the act here. And Beis Yosef asks, I don't understand. If these three were good enough to make the world created, why aren't they good enough to keep the world going? Right? There was nothing here. They created the world because of these three. So shouldn't that be strong enough to continue? So v'yesh lomar. So the answer that Beis Yosef gives is Shashimon Atzadik diber kafiz mano shahaya beis hamigdash kayam. For Reb Shimon Megamliel haya shahay bezmana churban. That's the Shimon Atzadik Torah avon gemilas chasadim. Reb Shimon Megamliel. The end of the parak is bezmana churban. So he says, what's going to continue? What's going to keep the world going? Sha'af al-pi she'en b'yis ha-megdash kayim ve'en lanu avoda ve'geima ein lanu la'asok yichol la'asok ba'torah u'gemilas chasadim kera'ui b'bnei ol ha-galus mikol makom es kayim ha'olam b'shlosha achirim she'domim lahem. The Beis Yosef gives a different answer. Bizman ha-megdash and la'achar ha-megdash. And la'achar ha-megdash, even though these aren't on the same level, Din Emes and Shalom as the Torah Avodah Gemilas Chasadim, is good enough to keep the world going. They wouldn't be strong enough to create the world, but it keeps the world going. Ki yesh hefresh beit shmiras hanimsa lehishavus ha'ubar berechem. There's a difference between keeping it going and creating it in the first place. Shahadvarim shekiblu chomam ba'esh chazak yishmeru chomam ba'esh she'enu chazak. Something that needs a very hot fire to be created. Sometimes, once it's created, only needs a less hot fire to keep it going. Right? Let's say you need a really hot fire sometimes to have something raw. To cook it, it's got to be very hot. But once you reheat it, you can eat it if it's just warmed up, right? Even if it's not boiling hot. But it wouldn't have been able to keep going now had it not had that original fire. This is the first place Yosef in Choshen Mishpat. You can't become a Dayan without learning this Beis Yosef. The first one, Choshe Mishpat. So, V'chei Ben Yenzeh, E Efsherli Hi Baros Ha'olam, Ba'ad Shlosha Shehizker B'Shiva Gamliel, Din Emes and Shalom. Those wouldn't be strong enough. Aval, Achar Shenivra B'Shlosha Shehizker Reb Shimon Atzadik, Shehu Kayam B'Shlosha De Reb Shiva Gamliel, Shehadin Sibas Kiyam HaTorah, V'ya Emes Tikin La'avoda, through Avoda the Shechina comes, V'ala Shalom K'negan Emilas Chasadim, V'chulu, and he continues. Again, that's a big discussion, but that's similarly here, we have, regarding a tzaddik, Ashosh Advarim Ha'olam Kayam, that because of a tzaddik, the world was created, and because of a tzaddik, the world can continue to exist. Okay. Where are we? Amar Rabbi Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kiva sheyatsu rov shnosav shalada velochata shoveino chote. Once the majority of a person's life went through without sin, shuv eino chote, so he's not going to sin again. That's it. Most rubo holach achar rov, and then we can assume he's not going to sin again. Shneema raglei chasidav yishmar. Here, raglei is used in a different sense. Rashi says raglei means the ends, like the feet of the end of your body. This is the end of your life. So Hashem guards the end of the tzaddikim of the chasidim if they went through most of their life without sinning. Devar Rabbi Shila Amri, kivan shabas liyado dvar avera pam rishona vishnia ve'eno chote shum eino chote. If once, twice, one overcame their Yetzirah and did not sin, then they will not sin again. Shneema raglei chasidav yishmar. Similar idea. The poskim say, well, Yasha points out here, this is alpi rov. You know, there are always exceptions. There's always bechira chavshus. Just because somebody goes through the majority of their life being a tzaddik, right? What does the Gemara say in Maseches Brachos? There was a great Tana that went through shmonim shana being the kohen gadol, yochanan kohen gadol, and then he became a min, became an apikaris, right? So it means alpi rov, but bechira chavshus is never taken away. Never taken away. Amrei Shlakish, second to last line. My dechsev im leleitzim hu yalitz v'la anavim itein chayin. What does that mean? If somebody scoffs, he will be scoffed at. Ula anavim, and those who hold themselves as an anav itein chayin, he will show favor. Balatame poschen lo. Bilatame, if you want to do the wrong thing, you want to be in the, amongst the scoffers, poschen lo, Hashem says, be my guest. Poschen lo, you have bechira to go there. Balatayer, Messiah nosav. You come to Bitar, Hashem will not only open the door for you, but he'll help you out. So you see, there's more hashkacha when we're on the proper path. Right, Messiah also, not just posting. Tana Barabi Yishmael. Mashallah Adam Shahaya, what is it similar to? La Adam Shahya Mocher Neit Fafar Simon. Somebody who sells naft, which smells very badly. Fafar Simon, and he smells very good. Balim do naft. If he goes, somebody comes into the store and says, can I please have some naft? So what will he say? Omer la Madonat al Asmacha, feel free to measure it out yourself. You know, and then pay me for it. Meaning the seller does not want to get involved because it's going to give him an odor. Ba limdod afar simon, omer lo, but if he wants to sell the afar simon, he says, amtainli, ashem dod imcha, I'll measure it for you, kadesha nisba seim ani va'ata, so that we can both get the aroma from it. Right? So, Kadosh Baruch Hu, when it's latov, he kaviyacho, you know, can be more involved. Tana de Rabbi Yishmael, once we're talking about the Rabbi Yishmael. Aveira mitam temes libo shel adam. Famous. Rashi quotes this at the end of Avachremos Kedoshim, right? One of those parshias. Mitam temes closes off the heart of a person. Mitam temes libo shel adam. Shene emar velos tamu bahem vinit mesem bam. Right, I think it's the right in Achremos. Actually, we'll get to it soon. Right, but it's based on don't become tummy from them. Talking about the shkatzim and shratzim, but it's based on and you will become tummy with them. Al tegrei v'nit meisam el v'nit tamtem. There's no aleph there, so you can read it as atum. Atum is closed off. Timtum alev, closed off of the heart. So if somebody does an aveira specifically, the context of the pasuk is ma'achalas asuros, so their heart will be closed off. There's a comment there, but we'll finish. Tana Rabbanan, v'lo sitamu b'hem v'nit v'esem bam, adem mitame atzmo ma'at, mitame no sarbe. If somebody is mitame themselves a little bit, then, you know, it's a snowball effect. Metamenos arbe. Milamata, metamenos milamala. If somebody from below is metame themselves, then Kodesh Baruch Hu will again, metamenos milamala, right? All of the help that you need with Rabbi Derek Shadam Rosa Leilich Molichinoso, right? You'll get it. That's all the negative. But obviously the opposite is true as well. Tanur Rabbanan, viskadishtem yisem kedoshim, adem mekadish atzmo ma'at, mekachinoso arbe. Right, we just have to take the first step, and in that way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us. There is a discussion in the poskim of Yerodea Simon Pei Aleph, whether the language of the Gemara here is Avera is mitamtemes libo shel adam. Does that really mean the Avera? The Aveira is Matamtim. What if somebody has to eat Malachal Sasuros, but they have a heter? They're allowed to. So I see somebody's sick. Somebody has nothing else to eat in their life, and it's like Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh, and therefore they're allowed to eat it. They're a chola on Shabbos, and the only thing they have is non-kosher food. So is that Matamtim Alev? Is it like poison? That it's natural. There's no, you know, there's nothing, you might have to do it in some cases, but, you know, it's going to make you sick. So how do we understand that? So if you look at most of the Mesul Sisharm discusses this in Perak Yud Aleph, it sounds like the Aveira. But the Nosei Kalim on Shulchan Aruch say that it is automatic. It's the food itself. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Pei Aleph, based on Hashkacha, based on a Rashi in this week's Parsha, says the Shulchan Aruch in Yerodea in Simen Pei Aleph, Dvarim Hayotzim and Achai, that's where the Shulchan Aruch quotes that a baby, a Jewish baby, should not nurse from a non-Jewish mother. Chalav Mitzris, Kechalav Yisraelis. Umikal Makom lo yaniku tinok mina Mitzris, im efshar b'Yisraelis. A Jewish baby should not nurse from a non-Jewish mother. To Chalav av Ovedas Kochavim, mitamteim halev. Umolu lo tevara. Wow. Is the baby doing any averas there? What if that's the only milk? Should try not to. Try not to. Says the Shach right there. Klomar, afal pi sha'asr la bilav hachi, even though it's asr for the mother, Lechol dvar masurim, to eat non-kosher, mikom akom, gam bishvil tinok lo tochal. V'naf gemina says the shach im hi chole. Be'inyin shetzorach la'achilo dvar masurim. Let's say the mother's sick. She has to eat dvar masurim. Lo yitain ha'av li'tinok linak mimena, yisker lo me'nekes acheres yisraelis. It's better not to. Meaning, even if it's choli, there's something inherent about the non-kosher items. Right, the Ron discusses later on. We'll get to this, but in the last parak, what happens if it's Shabbos and somebody has to have meat on Shabbos, or else they're going to die? They have to have a piece of meat in front of you. You have a piece of nevela, but you have a kosher animal next to it. Do you eat the nevela and you don't violate Shabbos at all? You don't violate Shabbos. All you have is a treif piece of meat, or do you shech the animal? Do you shech the animal and get kosher meat and then give it to the chola? So the Ron discusses and says, you shech the animal. Unbelievable, you shech the animal. It's melachas on Shabbos, shechita, melicha, bishul. Yeah, says the Ron's lashon is that in shechita, one act of shechita is the avera, one act of melicha is the avera, v'chulu. Here, every bite you eat of treif is another avera. That's his lashon, right? So that's a bit, we'll have to have that discussion later on. Is it better to do one big bad avera or many little less averas? So it's that for the Ron, it sounds like it's one big one is better than lots of little ones. Better to do neither, but if you have to. But part of that also could be the Timtum Alev that is course. So again, there's a different than Afkaminas. The Chola, what happens, the Ron talks about in one of his drushes, what if a Rav Paskind about a piece of meat that it was kosher, and it turned out not to be kosher. Did the person do anything wrong? Is it a shogeg? Right, they have the heter to do it. Is there a Timtum Alev that comes automatically? Okay. That takes us through the third parak, the 11 blot third parak. Remember, this parak was all about waking up in the morning. Remember, the parak started off Bar Kai, and they figured out when it was the morning and what avodos needed to be done in the morning. And the Kohen Gadol started his morning avoda. Right, he went down. He went to he did the Karban Tamid. He shechted. Then he went to the mikvah and he put on his big day lavan. And his morning begadim were worth more than his afternoon begadim. And now he has on his big day lavan. He comes to his par. Right, that was on the west side of the mizbeach. And he does smicha and vidui there. Then he goes to the seir that we are about to. We didn't say what was done yet. But we just said that standing on the east, northeast side of the Azara are the two seirim. He's in the Beg de Lava now, and we're ready. That's where this parak comes in. This parak is about the two seirim. Right, we're going to have more about it, but there were the two seirim, the two goats. Taraf pekalfi. What did he do? He grabs the kalfi. I mean, the kalfi, the box that we said was made out of anything. But it was made out of ashkaroa. It's made out of a certain type of wood. That was the minug. But he grabs inside. What is that? What do you mean grabs? Meaning he doesn't try to be mechavein. Which one is going up into his hands? Because that would be kind of cheating. Right? There was a special miracle that happened, as we'll see, at certain times in history, where always the one Lashem ended up in his right hand, and the Lazazel went up in his left hand. That was a siman tov, as we'll see. But he wasn't allowed to try to do that. So Tarbakalfi, he just grabbed it, he put his hand in, the Halashne Gorolos, and he brought up to Gorolos, Echad Kasov Alav Lashem, one of the pieces said Lashem, Echad Kasov Alav La Azazel, and one of them says La Azazel, Haskan Bi Minov Rosh Bezav Bismalo, he has the Skan Kohen Gadol on his right side, the Rosh Bezav on his left side, Im Shel Shem Allah Bi Yemino, if the Shel Shem went in his right hand, Haskan Omer Lo, Ishi Kohen Gadol Agbe Yemincha, the one on his right side said, lift up your arm. Everybody knows, and it's wonderful. The im shel shem Allah bismolo, if the shel shem went up in his left hand, Rosh Beisav Omer Lo, the Rosh Beisav, who was on his left side, said, Ishi Kohen Gadol HaBeismolcha, right, whichever one side it was on, that's the person that said what he has to do, what he has to lift up. And what did he do? Nasanan al shnei hasi'irim, he put them on respectively on each goat. The Omer, Lashem, Chatas. And he says, Lashem Chatas to Hashem, this will be the Chatas. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Lo Yitzarach Lomar Chatas. You don't have to say the word Chatas. We know what you're doing. El Hashem, that's all. Veheino Nina Harav, Baruch Shem Kvo Machusel Di Lavad. And he said, Baruch Shem. As we'll see, Hashem, the Kohen Gadol said Hashem Hashem 10 times on Yom Kippur. 3 with each Vidui and this one. The one in the Hagrala. And he says, La Shem. Why is it a... actually, we'll get to that. Let's do something else. The Rambam points out here that by on the Hagrala that the Hagrava must be done by a Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol must do the Hagrava. Why must the Kohen Gadol do the Hagrava? The Rambam's Lashon is, V'hagrava me'akev, it's the Rambam in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim, Gimel, that's that long halacha that goes through the entire avoda. He says, we'll get to this on Amud Beis also, Hanacha eina ma'akeves, v'hagrala ma'akeves. The actual putting it onto the Se'irim is not ma'akev, but the hagrala is ma'akev. And then the Rambam adds, afal pi she'eina avoda, even though hagrala is not really an avoda, you have to do it, it's ma'akev. Lefichach ha'hanacha k'sheira bizar. That's why the hanacha can be done by a zar, v'ha'aliya, but lifting up the gorelos, that cannot be done by a zar because it's ma'akev. That's the language of the Rambam. The Lechem Mishnah and others ask, what? Just because something is ma'akev, it cannot be done by a zar? What about shechita? Shechita is ma'akev, it can be done by a zar. There are other items that are ma'akev, other actions that are ma'akev that can be done by a zar. Havas, eitzim, lemizbeach. There are other things that we've had that could be done by a zar. So what is the Rambam's Lashon? That once it's ma'akev, so then it must be done by a Kohen Gadol. Says the Mikdash David, again, the Rav David Rappaport, the great-grand Talmud of the Rav Kiva Eger, he says, V'nira taimo, it must be that once the Gemara says that the Hagrala is koveya, it's ma'akev, it's koveya the Se'irim, which is Lashem and which is Lazazel, and that kvius must be done by a Kohen Gadol. That's a special power given to the Kohen Gadol. Meaning if a Zohar comes in and does not Gorala, so it's meaningless. It's just like a Zohar coming in and just lifting up, you know, Goralos in the base of Mikdash. The Torah says Beferish. The Kohen Gadol is involved. So once the Torah says that, and Chazal understand that that Avoda is Ma'akev, it must be that they're understanding that the Kfiyas Se'irim, which is Ma'akev, and that's what the Hagrala does. And that special din has to be done by the Kohen Gadol. Ihaisa Hagrala Eina Ma'akeves, if the Hagrala would have only been Lechad Chila, it would have been Ksheira Bazar, because it's not an Avoda, and the Kfiyas can be done by a Kohen Gadol, just by Kriya Shem, without the Hagrala. But once you know the Hagrala is Ma'akev, meaning the Hagrala is what has to be Koveya the Se'irim, which is Lashem, which is Lazazel, then you know it has to be done by the Kohen Gadol. Meaning the Kfiyas Shem has to be done by Kohen Gadol for sure. The question is that Dafka done through the Hagrala? So that's Hagrala Ma'akev, that means it has to be done through the Hagrala, and that's why it's Ma'akev by the Kohen Gadol. Okay. Says the Gemara. Oh, just one final point on the Mishnah. Lashem Chatas. There is a discussion here in the Rishonim. We know the Gemara says in Maseches Nedarim, what, if I want to make a neder, if I want to be makdir something Lashem, I should always say the word before I say the word Lashem. I should say Chatas Lashem. I should say Asham Lashem. Hektish Lashem. I should never say Lashem Chatas or Lashem Hektish or Lashem this. Why? Because the Gemara says, let's say somebody says the word Lashem and then drops dead. He said Lashem for no reason. It's Levatala. Or he says Lashem, and then his kids start jumping on him and screaming, and like he loses his, right? It's happened before. And he loses his thought process. So he doesn't continue the sentence. So it's very dangerous. So the Gemara says you should always say the other word first before you say Shem Hashem. So ask the Tosfos Yeshanim here, ask the Ritva here. As we've said, there's a lot of parallels between them. So what do you mean here? He says Lashem Chatas, you should say Chatas Lashem. Not Lashem Chatas. So the Tosfos Yeshanim gives one answer, but I'll read it from the Ritva, who gives four answers. The Ritva here has four different answers. Why is this? That he go in the opposite order. Maybe here he says, first of all, that the Pasuk, you're going like the language of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Lashem, and then says Chatas. So that's what you're following the Pasuk. Or maybe the whole Shash is only a Durabanon. We're not worried about Misa, really worried about. You're not going to be really focused. And the Kohen Gadol, we're not worried about. Zariz Velo Pasha. We're not worried he's not going to continue. Number three, maybe the Skan and the Abezin will remind him to finish the sentence. And number four, which is the one that he really likes, Onir Ali, Vahu Anachon, Dahasam Hu, Dechiyamar Lashem, Visulo, Ikashem Shemaim Levatala. There, most cases, if he just says Lashem before he continues, there's no obligation to do whatever he's doing. So that's why, if he doesn't finish, it's going to be a problem. Aval hacha ki lo amar chatos lekashem shemayim levatal. Even if he never finishes, even if he doesn't say lachatos, it's still okay. Ki masha amar Lashem hu siyum hagoral lomar ki masha ala biyimino hu Lashem hu kedibur Reb Shimon. He's just acknowledging that the hagrala has just determined that this is Lashem. That he should also say the word chatos, according to the Tanakhama. But is that really needed? So that says the Ritva, that's the real reason why there's no worry here. Gemara, Lamali, Tarfa Kalfi, why does he have to do it like that? Kihechi, Dilon, Akavin, Velishko. So he doesn't focus and figure out which one is coming out. Rashi says here, Lafishu, Siman Yafe, Kishu, Oleb Yamin. So Siman Yafe. Siman Yafe when it's Oleb Yamin. So one of the Achronim, the Paradis Yosef says, because Yamin, as the Gemara says elsewhere, Yamin Mekareves and Smol Dochek. The Lashem is supposed to bring us closer to Hashem inside the Heichal, while the Azazel, what symbolizes all of our Averis and dark side, we throw that off the cliff. We push it off, and that's Smol Dochek. So the Yamin, having the Lashem, that works out beautifully, Mekareves v'chulu. The Smol Dochek, so we like to have the Lazazel on the left side. Amar Rav HaKalfi Shel Eitz Haisa V'Shel Chol Haisa. It was a Kalfi, the box was made of wood, and it was not a Klisharis. Ve'ena Machzekas El Shtei Yadayim. It only had room for the two items and the hands of the Kohen Gadol. That's it. It wasn't big, so he couldn't play around with it. Maskev La Ravina. Fine, I know the size. So he doesn't have the ability to try to figure out which is which. But why isn't it in the klisharis? Why is it dafka chol? So Gemara says, Imkain, if it would be a klisharis, havel a klisharis shal eitz. The klisharis to eitz lo avdina. We don't make wooden klisharis. Right, they're all different types of metal. V'nevda de kesev, v'nevda de zahav. So how do you make it? Gold and silver. Hatara chasa amamon she Yisrael. Wherever it's not needed, the Torah does not demand for an item to be made out of gold or silver. Especially something that's only used once a year. Only used once a year. Kadosh Baruch Hu is chas. Right? What's the source of this halacha? We know from Parshas Tasriya Mitzora. Rashi quotes it here. That right before a Kohen declares a house as Tamei, Tzara'as, he says, everybody take all your kalim out. Right? It's not getting a contagious disease. Take everything out, because if it's still in there while I could declare a tame, then everything's going to become tame. So I'd rather take everything out. So one second, ask Chazal. What is irreversible? What wouldn't you be able to become b'mitzaher? Only klicheres. So this whole ceremony of the Kohen saying, oh, take everything out, is only because of klicheres. But the Torah is still machshiv every little point, every little item that a person has, right? And that's what Chazal say, that Yaakov went back for the Pachim Ketanim, because, you know, he cares about every little thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him, he cares about it. Torah Chasa Mamon and Shal Yisrael. There's a big discussion in the Achronim, which we're not going to have now, just to note how you put this principle together with Ein Aniyas B'Makam Ashiris. In the Beis HaMikdash, we don't cut corners. Right, we had this a couple of weeks ago. We had the Kohanim don't wash their big day kahuna. Right, it gets dirty, they take new ones. Right, and Ein Aniyas B'Makam Ashiris. We don't cut corners. Well, how does that work with the Torah Chasan of Mamon Shei Yisrael? So, big discussion in the Mefarshim on that, but we'll leave it. Masnisa, by the way, there's a Dapi'in Shir up from last night, relating to the Avos keeping the Torah, right, before it was given, from the Gemara and Daf Chav Ches, all different issues related to that. Masisa Deloki Aitana. The Mishnah is not like the following Tana. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishumer Blazer Hasgan, the Kohen Gadol, Machrisan Yada Bakalfi. Oh, the Sgan and the Kohen Gadol both put their hands in, their right hand, into the Kalfi. Meaning our Mishnah says that it's the Kohen Gadol. Puts both his hands. But he says, no, this other opinion says, they each put in. If the Kohen Gadol gets the Lashem one, the right one, Askano Milo, Ishi Kohen Gadol Hagbi Yemincha, Vibi Minoshal Skan Ola, and if the Lashem went up in the Skan's hands, Rosh Beisav Omerlo, La Kohen Gadol, Daber Milach, right? Speak your words, meaning say Lashem, right? So that's how they knew whether the Kohen Gadol lifted up his hands or the Skan. V'neim Alei Skan. So why doesn't the Skan just tell him? Right, why does the Skan tell him? He's number two. Kivan de lo salik biyade chol shadayte. The Kohen Gadol is really pretty depressed at that very moment, right? That he didn't get the Lashem one. Maybe I've been working for a week, I've been up all night, you know. Hashem could have at least, so he has chalishas adas. So Dafka, the one that picked it, is going to make the announcement. He can't handle that. Rather somebody else, right? What does this remind us of? Remember the Gemara in Brachas Daf Chav Zayin with the Gemara of Blazer ben Azariah, who's going to be the new Nasi? So who are we going to pick? We can't pick Rabbi Gamliel, was deposed. We can't pick Rabbi Yeshua. Why? Because he was the Bala Maisa. It's going to make Rabbi Gamliel feel too bad. He was the one involved. So here too, he's the one involved, the Skan. So we can't let him say it. So we just let the Avbezin say it. But Mike Mifligi, what's the Machlokas? about whether we let the Kohen Gadol put both his hands in or the skan is involved. Mar savar yamina the skan odaf yisrael the Kohen Gadol. One says the Kohen Gadol's the skan's it's always best to do it with the right. That's the avodu is biyamin. So the right of the skan is better than the left of the Kohen Gadol. Umar savar ki adadi ninu. And the other one said no, they're equal. And if they're equal, you do it with the Kohen Gadol. Period. Uman Haitan and the Palaglad Rabbi Yehuda. Who was the opinion of our Mishnah? Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim who? Titania Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim Omer. Lama Skan Mimino. Why is the Skan on his right side? Shemir Bobsul. But Kohen Gadol Nikla Skan Vimashamish Taktav. So you see, he's not there to stick his hands in. He's only there as backup. Right, so that must be the opinion of our Mishnah that says that he's only, the Kohen Gadol sticks both his hands in. The Sfasema says a fascinating ha'ara though. Sfasema says, okay, let's say it's the Kohen Gadol. So he has Lashem and Lazazel. So he takes the one in Lashem and he puts it on the Seir that's on his right. Now the Seir on his left. Does he directly take the Lazazel one in his left hand and put it onto the Seir? Or does he have to put it into his right hand first and then put it onto the Seir? Because do you say every avod has to be done with Biyamin? So, Ein Breira, he only has one hand to stick in. But once he does it, that's his suffix. He's not sure. Gemara doesn't talk about it. Whether when he puts it onto the left Seir, does he have to first switch it into his right hand? He's noted to say he puts it directly on with his left hand. That's the din. That's the special din. The Kohen Gadol sticks his hands in and he puts them on. That's what he's noted to say. That has to be done by Bas Achas, right? Even with one's left hand. There's another time, we'll get to it. I think we mentioned it once already. The other avod on Yom Kippur, that Ein Braver is done with the left hand. Remember that when the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh Kodashim, the machta holding the coals is much heavier than the kaf holding the ktoris. So we allow the Kohen Gadol to switch, even though the ktoris is the ikar part of the avoda, we allow the Kohen Gadol to carry the machta with his right hand and the ktoris with his left hand. Because it's very heavy and he's weak and he's fasting and it's a very, very avoda kashash of a mikdash. Right? So that's why we allow him to do that. So have it on the list. Which avodos on Yom Kippur are allowed to be done with their left hands because of Ein Breira? We'll see if there's any more. Number one, the Kalfi. And number two, the Kaf and the Machta. The Chashuk Yechemet here says, let's say I'm getting a Sefer Torah written. And I have two choices who my sofer is going to be. A amazing Mehuder Sofer who's awesome, who's a lefty. Or a great Sofer, not amazing, a great Sofer, gets the job done, who's a righty. So which one is better? Which one is a better one to choose? A big Talmud Chacham Iter, or, oh, he says, Am Ha'aretz Shekosi B'Yamin. But he gets not such an Am Ha'aretz, he knows how to write a Sefer Torah. So he says, the Toviv Misharm has a similar question. He says, we know, is it better to have a Baal Tokea Yerei Shamayim who blows out of his left side of his mouth, or an Adam Pashut who blows on the right side? It's supposed to be on the right side based on a Pasuk in Shoftim. The Meshech Chachma points it out. So he says, the Toviv Misharm says, it's better to get the Talmud Chacham who has... Right? Who's inside? Who has the better, forget the technical right side, left side. He's a better person to be your shliach. And therefore, same thing should be here. Same thing should be here. He says. But then the Chashuk Yechemet says, I'm not sure. He says, first of all, look in Yuma. Right? We paskin is equal. We paskin is equal. Left of this guy and right of this one. So maybe you go by, right, maybe he's right, you go by the Kohen Gadol. Because it's equal, so you go by the Kohen Gadol. So that was the Raya of the Dovid Misharim, the Tribune Rav. But he said, but then the Chashuk Yechemet says, I'm not sure if it's the same thing. Because shofar on the right or left side of the mouth is a pure hidur. But having a righty versus a lefty sofar, there are some, the Prima Gadim quotes, that, you know, it's not so clear, especially if somebody does, you know, things both with both of his arms, right? And this case that he asked for, he says he writes with his left hand, but he does other acts with his right hand. Right? So it's not so clear. A big discussion by tefillin, what arm. So he ends up by saying, he says, I'm not sure. And he says, I would say the sofer, that's not the Talmud Chacham, he ends off by saying. He says, because right hand is not, in this type of circumstance, is not such a, is not such a hidur, but it's part of the Me'ikar Adin. Okay. Vayter. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan. You know, we're in Kachim. You know, a lefty Kohen can't do the Avodah either. Nothing against lefties. Right? But it's a lefty Kohen can't do the Avodah either. I'm Yisrael. I can't do the Avodah either. Right? So it's not, we shouldn't feel bad. Tan Rabbanan. No, they could check the wood for worms. You know, they could do certain avodos that come up. We have to realize everybody in life has their own avoda. Right? We all do Netilas Yadayim in the morning. Right? What does the Rashba say? Because we're like a Kohen, be Mekadesh Yadayim V'Raglayim in Akiyar, in the Beis HaMikdash, doing our avoda. I bought him Shana Kushashim Shimon HaTzadik. 40 years that Shimon HaTzadik was the Kohen Gadol, Hayagoral Ola B'Yamin. Always happened. Mikan ve'elech, pamim ola b'yamin, pamim ola b'smol. It was all by chance. Number two. V'ha'yalashon shel zahoris malbin. The lashon, of zahoris, the red ribbon that was on the seal azazel, always turned to white while he was going. Mikan ve'elech, pamim malbin, pamim she'eno malbin. And we'll see later on that they finally started hiding it so people wouldn't get depressed when they saw it did not change. Number three. V'haya ner ma'aravi dolek. The ner ma'aravi was always lit. What's the ner ma'aravi? It depends, you know, according to which opinion, how the menorah was standing in the heichal. North, south, east, west. But one of the neros, maybe the second one to the away from the east. Mikan ve'elach, pamim dolek, pamim kaba. And other times, though, it went out. Rashi says, it was always the in Shimon HaTzadik's times, it was always the last one that was still lit. V'haya eish ha-maracha mizgaber. And the fire of the maracha was always very big. V'lo haya kohanim sricha lavi eitzim la-maracha. And the kohanim never had to bring eitzim because it was going out. Chutz b'shnei gezri eitzim. They did the mitzvahs asei. Kedei lakayim mitzvahs eitzim. The fire was always strong. Mikan ve'elech pamim mizgaber pamim mizgaber. But after his time, you couldn't always trust it. And they had to keep bringing wood the whole day because it did not last. Next, number five. And there was a special bracha in all the carbonous mincha. In the omer, the shtei halechem, and the lechem apanim. Special bracha. And every kohen that got a kizayis, yesh ochlo v'saveav, yesh ochlo v'mosir. Number one, the Tosas Rid has the ha'ara. Number one, there was a kizayis for everybody, amazingly. And number two, it satiated. It satiated. But after this, there was a curse that was sent in. And the first one, there wasn't enough for everybody. They only got the size of a bean. Smaller than a kezias. The tsnuin, moshchines yideyem. The tsnuin pulled away their hands. But the glutton still went and took.
What's the mile of
that's you could eat something but still not be satiated by it. The bracha is the bracha. The Rashi talks about in Parshas Kisavo that there's a special bracha of even having you eat and you still have plenty more and you can give to somebody else and you could share it. Not only satiates your inside, but there's plenty to go around for plenty go around for everyone. But the big discussion here in the Rishonim. Again, we're not going to have it now because we've had it in the past and we don't have so much time. And that is chatzi shir by mitzvah saseh. There's a concept of chatzi shir when it comes to isurim. That's a gemara later on that we'll have. But what about by mitzvahs? If I only have a half a kazayas of matzah, do I make a bracha? Is there any worth with my, doing that? So that's a big discussion. The Tosfos Yeshanim right here is one of the more important sources relating to this. Because here, why the tsnuim? Why were they mosheches yideim? Because they saw they couldn't get a kazayas. So does this gemara prove that chatzi shir is meaningless? Right? There's no reason, there's no kind of chatzi shir by mitzvahs. Or do you say that by kachem is different? The mitzvah is to have it eaten and not to eat it. There's a malbim in the beginning of Parshas Sav by the carbonous mincha that says, it says yei ochel by the carbon mincha, not yochel. So the meaning, it's the mitzvah is for it to be eaten. So even if I don't eat it, as long as it gets eaten, I know other people are going to eat it. Either way, the language here of tsnuin is also interesting. Why it says tsnu? It doesn't say chasidim. It doesn't say tzadikim. The Ben Yoyadi here talks about why they're called tsnuin. And there was one Kohen who was a big, a rough and tough guy. He not only took his own chelik, he grabbed from somebody else. So Ben Chamtzan Ad Yomosa. They called him a gazlan. Until the day he died. Right, Tosfos discussed it on the bottom of Amud Aleph. What, everybody did it. Why was he any different? No, he not only grabbed it from the pot, he grabbed it from his friends. Right, that was even worse. Amar Abba Bar Shela Maikra, what's the pasuk that Chamson means stealing? Elokai, Palteini Miad Rasha, Mikaf Ma'avel V'chometz. Right, save me from Russia, Ma'avel, and Chometz. You see, Chometz refers to Goslin. Rava Amar Mehacha, Limdu Heitev, Dirshu Mishpat, Ashru Chamotz. Please, right, Yeshayo says, saying Ashru Chamotz, help the Chamotz. What's the Chamotz? Ashru Chamotz, Va'al Tashru Chometz. Right, the one who was the victim, please help out, and not the one who was the active violator. Tana Rabbanan, Otsasha Shemesh Ba Shimon HaTzadik, Amar Lahem, the year that Shimon HaTzadik died, Amalim, he comes out and he says, Bashana Zuhu Meis. He says, Rabosai, this is my last year. Amrullah Minayna Tayodea, how do you know? Amrullahem Bechol Yom HaKippurim. Hayim is Damin Li Zakein Echad. Every Yom Kippur, there was a Zakein that accompanied me. Lavush Levanim Ba'atav Levanim. Nichnasi Mi Vyatsi Mi. That went in with me, out with me. Vahayom is Damin Li Zakein Echad. Lavush Shechorim. Va'atav Shechorim. He was wearing black. Nichnasi Mi. Velo Yatsi Mi. And he didn't go out with me. And he died 7 days later. And the Kohanim didn't say Shem Hashem anymore. Why? Because they weren't in the state. They weren't in the state where they could say Shem Hashem. Unbelievable. Says the Tosfos Yeshanim. Who was this man that went in and out with him? Who was this man? Right? Who was it? Nobody's allowed to go in. Right? What does the pasuk say? V'chol adam lo yia ba'olam moed. Who goes in? So he quotes, Kvod HaKadosh Baruch Hu Haya. Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah, you're like, what is he talking about? How can he say such a thing? But let's not blame Rabbeinu Yonah. It's a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi, here in Yuma, in Perek Hay, he quotes the story of Rabbi Shimon HaTzadik, and then he says, Ba'in kumi Rabbi Yavo, fa'aksiv lo adam lo yia ba'ol moed b'vo l'chapar b'kodesh atseiso, Amar lon, ma amar li dahavi barnash, ani omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Haya. Whoa. What is going on? It was Hashem. Hashem was here. What does that Yerushalmi mean? So says the Anaf Yosef, right here, he says, Chas v'shalom. It's one of the Ani Mamins. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't have a goof. He says, Osir lahamin. El shahaya mara nivu'i. V'ra'a b'mara shalo ish Yosef v'nechnas imo. V'u kederach masharo ha'nevi'im b'dugmas ha'navi k'mara adam. V'yomar shiyosef v'nechnas imo. V'yola pagalo shum mikre b'tseiso ad sheyada b'zuki Hashem sar me'alav. Obviously a nevuah. It was a nevuah. Doesn't mean there was a... How could we read this? We were told to see Shani. You're like, what is he talking about? But obviously we know there's a lot deeper right here. Let's do a little more. Tana Rabbanan, Arbaim Shana Kodem, Chorban Abayis, Lo Haya Goral Ola B'Yamin. Already 40 years before the Chorban, the girl did not go up B'Yamin. We know 40 years before the Chorban, the Sanhedrin moved, they stopped being dadin in nefashis. V'lo haya lashon shel zohar es malbin. V'lo haya ner ma ravi dolek. And then one more. V'haya dalsos ha-heichol niftachos me'alehen. And the doors of the heichol kept opening. Ache garben Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, we know, was the leader at the time of the Chorban. He made the 9 takanis to remember the mikdash. Amar lo heichol heichol bebnei ma'ata ma'viz asmacha. Why are you scaring us? Doors. Yodeani b'chashesof chasili charev. I know that there's going to be a destruction. Farnestab alecha Zachariah ben Ido. Zachariah Nabi said, Psach levanon de lasecha. Open your doors. Right? It's the Beis HaMikdash is called levanon. V'sochal eish ba'arazecha. So I know that, but stop scaring everyone. Amr Rabbi Yitzchak ben Tavloi lama nikra shmo levanon. Why is the Beis HaMikdash called levanon? Shemalbin avonosein shel Yisrael. It's supposed to be malbin and whiten the sins. Amr Rav Zecher Bartuvia lama nikra shmo yar. And why also in the same pasuk is it called a yar? Tichsev beis yar halavanon. The following. Lo malacha my yar melav lev. Just like a yar afar as blooms. Af beis HaMikdash melav lev. So to the Beis HaMikdash blooms. Based on the chazal that we had earlier as well. Damar Voshia Bishar Shabana Shlomo Beis HaMikdash. When Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash, he built a magical orchard. Natabo Komini Megadim Shalzav. He built golden orchards. Vayimotzin Peiros Bizvaneim, but it produced fruit. Magically. Vakin Vacharuach Menashev Espahen Hayunoshin Peirosein. When the wind blew, the fruit fell down. Shinemar Yirash Kalvanam Piryo. Umehen Haisa Parnasa Lakuna. The Kohanim had fruit. Had enough to live on. The kiva shenichluzov they kachavim lahechal yavshu. Once the goyim came in, then yavshu it dried up. Shneamar ufarach levanon umlau. V'yatad Hakadosh Baruch Hu lachzira lanu. Hashem will be machzir to us. Shneamar parach tefrach v'sogel af gilat v'ranein kavod halavanon nitala. It will be given back to us. The Ber Yosef in Parshas Mitzora asks all the nisim that stopped. It makes sense. There was a nace that was occurring, and the nace stopped. The fire stopped burning, and the gora wasn't wet, didn't go up in the right hand, and the ribbon didn't turn white, but the doors started opening. So it's like the opposite. A nace started. What does that mean? What's so significant about the doors opening and the nace started? Usually the hester upon him, there's less nisim. Here it's a nace started. So says the Ber Yosef, and the Ben Yoyada also says it right here. There was a message for them. This is Bayesheni. Sinas Chinam, Lashon Hara. The doors are opening. It's a message that your mouth is open and you're not using the guards that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you. Right? We have two guards Hashem gave us. There's no other part of our body that has two guards. We have lips and we have teeth. So the doors kept opening as if to say you're open too much. And therefore, that's the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving us. One final section. Nasnan al shnei ha-seirim. Tana Rabbanan. So he put the gorolos on the two seirim. Again, this fasemis is safek, which hand? Tana Rabbanan. Eser pa'amim maskar kohen gadol Hashem bo bayom. He says Shem Hashem 10 times that day. Gimel bevidi rishon. Shlosha bevidi sheni. Shlosha bezir b'shaleach. V'echad begoralos. V'kfar amar Hashem. V'nishma kola b'yericho. And you can even hear the Shem Hashem by the Kohen Gadol in Yericho. And we discussed this. Does this mean all the way to Yericho or uniquely in Yericho? Because Yericho is very special. It says the Ravid in Meseches Tamid because that was the first place Bnei Yisrael conquered. That was the Truma of Eretz Yisrael. So Dafka Yericho. Amar Rabba Bar Bachana. And here the Gemara sounds like it's all the way. Mirushalayim liYericho asara parsos, 10 parsos, v'tzir d'lasos ahechal, and everything was heard in Yericho. V'tzir d'lasos ahechal nishma b'shmona, tchumei Shabbos, the eight, hinges of the doors of the Hechal could be heard 8 tchumei Shabbos away. Izim should be Yericho imis ashos mirech haktores. The goats in Yericho used to sneeze from the ktores. Nashim should be Yericho in and srichol isbasim mirech haktores. Women in Yericho didn't need to put on perfume. The ktores was there. Kala should be Yushalayim in and srichol iskashe mirech haktores. And a kala in Yushalayim did not have to put on, didn't have to put on a perfume either. Amar Rebbe Yossi ben Dolgoy, Izim Ayola Abba Bahari Michmar, my father had goats, Vayimus Atosh Mirech Aktoris. They also used to sneeze. Amar Bchibar Abba Amar Yoshua ben Karcha, Sachli Zakin Echad, Pamachas Halachti Lashilo, the Hirachti Rechtoris Mibanks Koslaha. It was so strong that even after the Mishka was not there anymore, he's still in the walls. In the walls, you still smell the Ktores in the walls of the Shiloh. Okay, we'll stop here by Amar Abyanai, where we're going to get into now the Aliyas Goral and the Hanachas Goral. What's Ma'akev? What's not Ma'akev? Right, the real bona fide halachas. What exactly are the halachas relating to the Hagrala? Okay, we'll stop here.